According to Weber, the initiating guru should give a lecture about the importance of initiation and chanting the holy names.
Where is this coming from?
This is from this book from Primaraz, the purple book, Samskaras.
Oh.
Oma Ganatvarandasya Garanjana Salakaya Chapsur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. This, of course, is called initiation, and the purpose of initiation primarily is to fix the candidate in following the process of Krishna consciousness. In the spiritual world, there is not commonly initiation because the residents there are all eternally perfect in their activities of Krishna consciousness. They're called Radhatmika devotees or Radhatmika bhaktas. That is, they're perfectly fixed in spontaneous love for Krishna. But as we're in the material world, therefore, there's the process by which we can also revive our original sentiments towards Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan. So part of that process is called Diksha. Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī has mentioned this in the Nectar Devotion of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Adal Guru Sharaya. That one has to accept the process of accepting a guru. So the purpose of that, of course, guru doesn't mean someone who manufactures their own process. Guru means someone who's understood what the process is so in such a way as that they can deliver the same process in a practical way to the aspiring disciple or to their disciple. So by following that process, one will be able to concentrate the mind upon Krishna in a mood of devotion. The whole process of Krishna consciousness is somehow or another concentrate the mind upon Krishna, his name, his form, his quality, his pastimes, his associates, their loving exchanges, how to do this in the devotional way, in a devotional mood, mood of service. Simultaneously with rendering service, one is also advised to chant the holy names of Krishna, because the holy names of Krishna will only be effective. Effective means we'll only be able to appreciate the actual experience of chanting Hare Krishna on the transcendental platform if we actually develop a mood of service. So service means with this body to begin with, also with the mind and our intelligence, and by following the instructions to serve and please Krishna, gradually we'll be able to, by Krishna's arrangement, we'll be able to experience what the holy name actually is. Gradually the form of Krishna will be experienced, will be spontaneously associated with Krishna's name. Then we'll be able to remember Krishna's qualities, we'll be able to experience the mood of the residents of Vrindavan and their appreciation and love for Krishna and their service to Krishna. And by such association, we gradually evolve to the spiritual platform. So part of the process, of course, is to avoid the 10 offenses, because these are activities or conceptions which will block our progress to actually come to the spiritual platform and actually be able to effectively associate with Krishna in the mood of surrender and service, Krishna and his devotees. So there are 10 offenses in chanting the holy name. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives in the propagation of the holy name of the Lord. To our vision, everything is, to a materialistic vision, everything is ordinary. But to a devotee, then the vision has to change. Ultimately, we have to realize that everything is Krishna. But we can't artificially jump to that platform to understand that everything is Krishna. So in the beginning, we have to understand that there is a Krishna. Before we can understand that everything is Krishna, and everything is an expansion of Krishna, first we have to believe that there is a Krishna. Archam evahare pujam yakshadaye hate. Nata daneshu chaineshu sabaka prakritas smritaha. First, we have to become kanista adhikaris. Kanista adhikari means to appreciate there is a God and that our purpose in life is to worship Him. The scientists, the materialists, they're also in some way searching after a supreme. But their objective is when they can find that supreme, they'll storm heaven and conquer him. And kick him out and replace him with ourselves. So many people are on their search, on the path for what is God, what is the supreme. But not always with the most benevolent objective. Therefore, we have to develop, first of all, an appreciation for Krishna. In such a way as that we become inspired to render him some service, especially in the form of his deity, or in the form of preaching also. Then as we further advance, then we have to strive to come to the second class platform, where it says, Ishwaritad adineshu balisheshu dvitsatsucha prema maitri kripo peka yat karoti samadhimaha. So the middle class devotee, he sees Krishna, but he sees how beautiful Krishna is, how wonderful Krishna's devotees are, how wonderful the deities are, and his objective is simply to develop love, prema. And for the devotees, there's maitri, or friendship. Real friendship, of course, the best friendship is to help people advance in devotional service. And for the innocent also, it's the same attempt to help the innocent, called Bali Sheshu, those who are possessed Bala or Bala, Mara, or childish-like consciousness, to help them come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. So for them, there's Kripa. So for the devotees, there's cooperation in spreading Krishna consciousness. For the innocent, there is Kripa by giving them Krishna consciousness. And those who are antagonistic to Krishna consciousness, there's Upeksha, or trying to disregard, both externally, not to associate with them, and also to try to get rid of our previous thoughts about previous association with such persons. Just like Jamunacharya, he became a great devotee, but even he said, Bhattis Marame. He said, Yadavadi Mapat Mamachaita Krishna Padara Vinde Nava Nava Rasa Dama Yudyatam Rantu Masit Tadavadi Nare Sangame Smarimane Bhavati Mukha Shusti Vikara Vikara Shusti Nistivanam Cha. So Jamunacharya says that now that he's become Krishna conscious, he's relishing ever new pleasure. So this is certainly what we're aspiring after. Come to the platform that we're constantly experiencing ever new, fresh happiness in Krishna consciousness. That, although it may be beyond our present experience, but certainly this is encouraging to find out that at least some people report they've experienced that. That every moment there's simply newer and newer pleasure in Krishna consciousness. But such devotees have also reported that sometimes they may even remember their past materialistic activities, the sense gratification, but to them it becomes distasteful, such past activities, even the thought of it. Therefore, our aspiration is not only to give up direct association with sinful activity, but to even give up the past remembrances of them. And even if they're remembered, then that remembrance is distasteful. So this is called upeksha, disregarding the previous association and not getting any new materialistic association. So this is a second class devotee, and second class devotee, as Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, they see all the Krishna's devotees as Krishna's representatives. This is called Madhyama Adhikara. That they understand how Krishna is in everyone's heart, but Krishna is manifesting himself in different ways. But for the devotees, they're actually acting as Krishna's representatives. Maybe to different degrees, according to the level of realization, that has to be understood. But to some degree at least, the devotees are acting as Krishna's representatives. Therefore they have to be respected according to how much or to what degree they're representing Krishna. So Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī said, Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta dīkṣāsti tat pranakībhīs cabhājantam īśaṁ shūshū śāyā cabhājanam ananya anya nindāti sunya ridayam īpsita saṅgalabhya. That one should mentally chant the holy name. If one is mentally chanting the holy name, we should offer them, If one is chanting the holy name, we should offer them respect at least within the mind. In other words, Krishna consciousness is all positive. As soon as we become overly critical of persons, as soon as we become envious, then we'll be in Maya. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Even at the stage of Brahman realization for the impersonalist, they're always joyful. The impersonalists are joyful, so if we're morose, that's certainly a lack of Krishna consciousness. And certainly overly critical of people will certainly make us morose. It's not exactly Krishna consciousness. But that doesn't mean that now we have to artificially declare that everyone is a great saint. That even the dog in the street, we fall down in front of his paws and ask for forgiveness for any offense we may have made and beg that we may get the dust of their feet. Not that we artificially start imagining living entities to be on a certain level that they're actually not. Of course, the gopis, they're so advanced that they see everyone in Vrindavan, even the lakes, the trees, and the inanimate objects, they see them as all great devotees of Krishna. But this we cannot imitate. On the other hand, at least within the mind, we should respect those who are chanting the holy name, but we shouldn't intimately associate with them. And for those who are factually trying to understand what is the actual desire of Krishna through the simple succession, and are sincerely trying the best they can to serve that desire, then we should cooperate with them. Not that we blindly accept everything they say, but at least we understand what the actual mission is, what the purpose is, and we take that as essential. Not our differences, but the unity. But we don't deny the differences, but we take the unity as more significant than the differences. But not for the sake of unity, we forget about what the essence is. In other words, just so we can be together and cooperating, we should cooperate for the right thing. So ultimately the most important thing is Krishna consciousness, and below Krishna consciousness is that we have to unite in order to serve Krishna. And on another level below that, we have to disregard insignificant differences as being less important. So this is for those who are sincerely trying. And for one, if one is actually very advanced and is understood, and how advanced any one of us are, that has to be judged simply by the fact, by how much and how consistently and how devotionally we're engaged in our service. So it's not that we necessarily can see who's in the spiritual world shaking hands with Krishna, or dancing his rasa dance, or jumping in the cowherd pastures with him. That we may not be able to understand. But if someone can help me more consistently and devotionally fix my consciousness upon Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastimes, then we should try to take instructions from them. So this is the different levels, and the devotee has to learn how to discriminate between these different levels and appreciate the devotees. Anything besides that will not help us advance in devotional service. In other words, we want to render service to the devotees, and if we don't render service to the devotees, then we'll wind up with, instead of serving them, maybe perhaps even offending them, and that will certainly impede our progress in devotional service. And for the second offense is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu. So most of us don't have any problem with that offense because we don't know very much about Brahma or Shiva or any of the other demigods. But as I mentioned before, generally we take many less significant or significantly persons who are significantly less important than Brahma or Shiva to be very important. Whether we can't give up our own, our old heroes, our rock stars, or movie stars, or sports stars, whoever else we held in high esteem, and we take that, their name, form, quality, and pastimes are worth remembering. So these things are certainly on a level, lower level than the Veda culture, where people would refer to Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, or Brahma, or Shiva, or Indra, or some demigod. So it's not that we don't worship and meditate on other personalities other than Krishna. So we have to avoid that. We have to understand that if I become conscious of Krishna, then everything I desire will automatically be there. Not that we close our eyes and we don't recognize anyone else's power or prowess, but we don't take anyone else as more powerful or more significant than Krishna. And therefore, ultimately, we refer everything and everyone to Krishna and see everyone and everything in relation to Krishna. Even Brahma and Shiva are empowered by Lord Vishnu, so what to speak of less important persons in this world? They're also empowered by Vishnu for different functions. Even the Prime Minister here in Belgium, or Bush, or those in wherever they are, they're all being empowered by Krishna for different functions. The third offense is the blasphemy of Vedic literature, literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. So it's good to read books. It's not that we should avoid reading the Vedic literature, so that we don't become confused by reading the Vedas. No, but the books that Srila Prabhupada has given us especially, we should respect them. There may be many things that we can't understand within the books. Matter of fact, what can we really understand which is in the books? It may not be very great. But still we should respect the knowledge and try the best we can to understand it by regularly hearing the Vedic literature and trying to put it into practice the best we can. And then gradually, the things that are inconceivable to us will be more conceivable. And the fourth offense is to minimize or disobey the orders of the spiritual master, consider him an ordinary person. So the spiritual master is also one of the devotees. Spiritual master is supposed to be, whether we take it as Diksha or Shiksha, ultimately the significance of Diksha is also Shiksha. Divya, Jnanam, Tato, Dadyat, Kordyat, Prapasya, Sangshayam, Tasma, Dikte, Shri, Prokani, Diksha, Kastatva, Kovida. So those who are actually learning Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī has said that the essence of Diksha is to help us become fixed in the Shiksha. And Shiksha, of course, is coming from Krishna. Therefore, the actual guru is Krishna. Any one of us, all we can do is aspire to become better instruments for Krishna. Therefore, if one is actually given the instructions, coming down into some succession, and then one should appreciate it. Apparently, one may seem to be an ordinary person, and in some respects, sometimes the guru may be seen as an ordinary person. But what's extraordinary is that anyone in this material world, not only the person who gave his diksha, but anyone in this material world, is actually trying to serve Krishna, is actually becoming an instrument for Krishna. If you go to a prison, it's pretty rare to find persons who are saintly. So, most people are in a prison because they're criminals. So one who's trying to be in harmony with the state is quite rare in a prison. Similarly, in this material world, all the devotees, be a devotee is quite rare. Those who go on Buddhist distribution will see, it's not everyone is in a devotional mood in this material world. In fact, it's quite rare to meet anyone in a devotional mood, especially in Kali Yuga. So one has to respect anyone who is trying to develop a devotional mood to Krishna, trying to act as an instrument for Krishna. And the fifth offense is to give some mundane interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. So the holy name of the Lord has this effect, and the effect is because Krishna and his name are non-different. We don't have to give some other reason to figure out why we're actually getting some effect from chanting. And the sixth offense is consider the chanting Hare Krishna, the glories of his imagination. So we may be chanting, we may not experience very much of the effect, but that doesn't mean it's imagination. But we should try to appreciate that the holy name will have an effect as much as we actually understand and follow the process. And if we give up or if we reject the glories of the holy name, then of course much of our inspiration to make progress will also be diminished. So we have to hear about the glories of the chanting of Hare Krishna, how some devotees like Murari Chaitanya Das was so absorbed in chanting that sometimes for 4 days at a time, 3 or 4 days, he'd be underneath the water chanting his rounds. And sometimes he'd go into the forest, into the jungle, and he'd find tigers. He was so much in ecstasy that lovingly he'd just slap their faces. Like we have these little kittens downstairs. So if you slap the kitten's face lovingly, the kitten won't do much. Of course it can't do much anyhow, but try it with a tiger. But he was so much in ecstasy that when he slapped the tiger's faces, they simply purred. And he sometimes would put venomous snakes on his lap and play with them. So this is not due to some materialistic practice, but simply due to his love of God. It came from chanting Hare Krishna. So we can't imitate these things. I mean, we shouldn't even try it. But this is not imagination. It's not some mythological stories meant to encourage us. But actually it's historical incidences that happen. Or there was Saranga Thakur, who simply cracked his whip and people would develop love of God. And the seventh offense is commit sinful activities in the strength of chanting the holy name. So, on the gross level, of course, this means not that I chant Hare Krishna and then I go ahead and I do whatever sinful activity I want. And if I get some reaction, then I chant Hare Krishna to eradicate. So we've heard that it's not a very good idea. That we should try to take the Hare Krishna mantra as not a means to eradicate sin, but as the method of developing love of God. Becoming conscious of Krishna and developing our dormant love for Him. And the eighth offense is to consider the Hare Krishna mantra to be one of the ritualistic ceremonies which are often the Vedas as fruit activities of karma kanda. So chanting Hare Krishna will bring us to Krishna consciousness, to the spiritual world, to associate with Krishna and his associates, and to experience their loving exchanges. The karma kanda may bring us all the way up to Brahmaloka, but even if one goes to Brahmaloka, then that is only temporary. If one doesn't develop Krishna consciousness from there, one has to come down again to the lower planets. So the Hare Krishna mantra, when it brings us to the spiritual platform, gives us the permanent effect. It gives us the superior taste, anything material. And that taste is so intense that one will not want to go back to any kind of materialistic experience again. The ninth offense is to instruct the faithless about the glories of Hare Krishna. So we shouldn't become overly enthusiastic about explaining Krishna consciousness to everyone. Sometimes, remember at the beginning, that the devotees were overly enthusiastic about telling everyone they met the truth, whether they could understand what they were talking about or not. So many parents became very disturbed. You know, some son would go home, see the mother. The mother would come up to kiss the son. The son said, "Stop. Don't touch me. I'm a brahmachari." And the mother would freak out and go, "Wait, what happened to you?" You know, mother, we're just, this is just, you know, a bag of so-and-so. So one has to act appropriately, not that one becomes overly enthusiastic to tell everyone, the whole world, what the truth is, whether they understand it or not. Prabhupada, there was one cartoon I'd mentioned before in the airport, which Prabhupada laughed about when he saw it. And in the cartoon, the devotees in the airport distributing books with a big smile, a big book, big bag full of books. And there's one passenger coming by the airport, and the devotee with a big smile puts out his hand to shake his hand to stop him. And the man puts out his hand to shake the devotee's hand. And then there's a big scene with all kinds of smoke, and a foot here is here, and a leg is there, and the head is there, and bang, bang, you know, crash. And at the end, last of the pictures is the man is lying on the ground unconscious with the book stuck down his mouth, and the devotee with a big smile is walking away counting the money. So that's a kind of sankirtan. Prabhupada laughed when he saw that. But the idea is we have to be a little conscious also how to preach. And the tenth offense is not to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this map. Not to have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name. So this can only come gradually, along with the other offense of being inattentive while chanting. We can't really have faith in something we don't experience. We can have some glimmer of faith, some intellectual appreciation, but unless we actually do something practical, we can't really develop faith. Faith means what we've experienced. That's what we really have faith in, firm faith. And the main reason why we don't have firm faith in chanting Hare Krishna is we don't pay attention while we chant. We're distracted very easily. Therefore, we have to learn how to pay attention. We have to learn how to concentrate and pay attention. And of course, that has a lot to do with the quality of our chanting. If we ourselves don't like listening to our own chanting, then how are we going to be able to pay attention to it? So we have to be conscious of how we're chanting. Not that the chanting is simply some mechanical process to get done with every day, but it's actually we have to judge the quality of our chanting, whether it's that we actually at least appreciate it. If we don't appreciate it, how can we expect anyone else, including Krishna, to appreciate it very much? So we have to try to change the vibration as much as possible so that it's actually loving, feeling, attentive. And then the result is that naturally we remember what Krishna looks like, we remember his qualities, we remember something about his pastimes. That these things will all become spontaneous, and then we'll realize that these are not just thoughts or imaginations, but actually by this process we're actually getting association with Krishna directly. And all the wonderful results of associating with Krishna directly will be realized. The full bliss and the full consciousness, perpetually increasing, will be realized just through this chanting process. So what's next?
The Vaj? Maybe you should change.
Yeah, I guess we should chant on the beats first. So I can finish my 16 rounds today too. So everyone can chant together? Do you have any beats? Do you like to chant? Little beats. You'll finish before we do though. You have a little beat. You chant 16 rounds in those. Okay, so Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The more Krishna becomes our devotee. As we're trying to become devotees of Krishna's devotees, so Krishna, his aim in life is to become a devotee of his devotees also. So if we become devotees and his devotees, then he becomes our devotee. So if you want to make God your devotee, then become a devotee of his devotees. Quite a nice philosophy. If you want to become God, that's insignificant. If you want to become more than God, that's our philosophy. That one who becomes a servant of Krishna's devotees, then Krishna becomes his servant. He becomes more than God. Of course, we also become servants of God, of Krishna. We never think ourselves more than God, unless you become a parent of Krishna. But even they think themselves to be servants of Krishna. Anyhow, everyone thinks themselves to be a servant of the servants. Including Krishna. So we request everyone to become a servant of the servants, of all the devotees. Try to understand how they're helping us in devotional service. Try to become their devotees. And this way the whole society will work very nicely. And everyone will cooperate very easily to make other people devotees, because we'll see how nice it is and that we're offering something very nice. And therefore the enthusiasm will increase. And Krishna will his happiness will increase, and the whole spiritual world will manifest itself more and more here at Radhadish. Or anywhere we're preaching, Kone or Czechoslovakia, or if Krishna sends us to some other planet too. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Now we'll be giving feasts and taking vows before the Vaishnavas and the fire sacrifice before the deities and Srila Prabhupada. I guess the order should be before the deities and Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas and the fire sacrifice. So we'll be taking vows. In the Western world, people take vows and usually you have to check and see that their fingers are not crossed. We should seriously consider what the vows mean. This is our chance to actually make this life successful, to get everything we actually desire, an eternal loving relationship with the most lovable person, Krishna. And the process is very simple. So we're making a vow to follow that process, and in the association of the devotees. So first, you can come up and you can pay obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and to the deities, and then pay obeisances to the spiritual master, the initiating spiritual master, and then you can explain, say the four offenses and how many rounds a day you'll chant. Okay? Gandhamada. Actually, you can pay a basis to the deities again. Give them full dandavas. So, what are the four regular principles you'll follow? And how many rounds do you chant every day?
At least 16.
Yeah. So, your name is Gadaraj. In that verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Svarvidra Hosra Karai Samstuta Purusha Pashu Niyat Karna Patiyo Peta Jati Nama Gadagraja. So that's Gadagraja, the one who holds a club. So he's the temple president of a cone, so hopefully he doesn't have to walk around with a club there. They're very nice devotees there, so I don't think. In any case, we're servants of the one who holds the club. If anything has to be done there, he'll do it. So what are the four regular principles?
Knowing the sex, knowing cultivation, and again.
And how many rounds will you chant every day?
The minimum of 60.
So your name is Janardhan Das. O Janardhan O Keshava. So the name of Janardhan is found within Bhagavad Gita. Actually, I don't. Jana means people, and Ardhan means the enemy of the people. Arjuna, he explained it that way. Jana Arda. Anyhow, Krishna's not the enemy of the people, but I can't remember. Does anyone know the Sanskrit? What Janardhan means? We'll figure it out later. In any case, it's the names of Krishna. What are the four regular principles?
No need to fish on earth. No innocent sex. No intoxication. And no gambling.
And how many rounds do you chant every day?
At least 16 good rounds.
Good. At least 16 rounds.
16
rounds. Best you can. Yes. And your name is Rukmini Devi Dasi. So, Bhakti and Christina? Did you hear your name? You know your name? Okay. What are the four of the principles?
No means Krishna X, no bandings, no services X, no
interpretation. And how many rounds do you chant every day? At least. So your name is Krishna Anandini Devi Das. So Rukmini is quite obvious what that means. The name for Lord Krishna's principal queen at Dwarka. And Krishna Anandini Devi Dasi, that could be one of the names of Srimati Radharani. Krishna Anandini, one who gives bliss to Lord Krishna. So now we'll have the fire sacrifice. Okay. Yeah, so the whole aim of the fire sacrifice is to throw the grains in that fire there, not on the pujari. If you throw the grains on the pujari, you get it. Anyhow, he probably won't like it.